example, I took, let's say, 3,000 from this guy's weekly gross, right? Instead of making 8, he makes 5. So now, because the company asked me to, like, I don't know, do like 1,500, for example, I took 3, so now I got 1,500 to give somebody through full rate.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. And we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it, man. My man Tony decided to step up into the building and share his experience with controversial company Super Eagle. But before we get into that conversation right there, we have a blockbuster conversation between him and his dispatcher. In the clip that we're about to listen to, this pretty much contradicts everything that Super Eagle say and do. Tony wants to get this information out there. He wants it to be shared. He wants to let people know this is what dispatchers are doing if they feel some kind of way about you if you're up under their fleet.
No more wasting time. Let's get it.
Hold on.
As a copywriter for a company from Florida, so I do articles for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I do dispatch, you know, in my normal day, so to say.
Right.
It's a struggle, man, you know that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. So, first things first, I gotta go up to Illinois come tomorrow, because I gotta take the truck. Okay. For some reason, my check engine light keep coming on. So,
okay.
It's been like that for the past.
If we take it to the shop, we gotta give it a 2 weeks, like a heads up.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
alright, yeah, because I my dispatch, not my dispatcher, you are my dispatcher, but what is the fleet manager? Been knowing about it for months now. And I keep trying to tell him, hey, I got to take my truck and put it in the shop, but he keep BSing, so I got to figure out a way to take it up there.
Okay, so, I mean, you got it. If it's got to go to the shop, it's got to go to the shop. Okay. And then as far as making money and everything goes, like I said, all you got to do is give me a week of your attention, so to say. And then you're going to see your check and you'll see how it goes. And then you're going to be like, okay, so Dante's talking some shit now. So we are in the system.
Okay. So
I got a way to give you a full rate. Here's why I was preparing for this. Because past 2 weeks since we talked.
Uh-huh.
What I've been doing is, there's some other drivers who are just, you know, very shitty persons, right? And they're extremely rude to me, disrespectful. They think I work for them, yada yada. So they be treating me like an asshole.
Uh-huh.
So I've been taking more money from them to give to the company. So now I got space to leverage. So I got, how do I put it? I have more room to give others full rates because it equalizes at the end. I'm not sure how to explain that to you. Like when you take a certain amount from somebody, you can give more to somebody else. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
So, for example, I took, let's say, 3,000 from this guy's weekly gross, right? Instead of making 8, he made 5. So now, because the company asked me to, like, I don't know, do, like, 1,500, for example, I took 3, so now I got 1,500 to give somebody through full rate. I'm just giving you, like, an example in numbers.
Right.
I'm looking for the word, bro. Like, I have more that I need so I can give somebody now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can do that with you now, so I can give you more now.
Okay.
So you can make more money, and you will see that I'm legit. I'm not bullshitting you, bro. I've been doing this for like past 4 years. One of my best drivers, God bless his soul, bro, David Brooks, guy from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've been making money together for about 2.5 years.
Oh, we?
Yeah, and then the guy slept behind the wheel. That's what I think it happened. Because he hit a bridge, he died on the spot, the truck was demolished.
Ooh.
I'm not sure what happened. Was he maybe doing something? Was he taking drugs or something? I don't know. But 2.5 years, I'm I'm telling you. He had two LCs created because his credit score got so good from the checks he was getting and everything. He had people running on the side for him. He brought three more trucks into the company. I couldn't dispatch them because my fleet was always full. So what they're doing is, if you bring a truck to the company, I cannot dispatch it because I'm your dispatcher. They don't want to create that kind of connection between the driver and the dispatcher.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And me and David were making like so much money. In 2.5 years, bro, I was taking from others, giving to David. We all went for a deal, and he was always taking care of me. And my deal was always the same, bro. We have like a certain rate set, for example. You make $7,000 by the end of the week. The guy would send me $100. At $8,000, he would send me $200. At $9,000, he would send me $300. And, you know, just giving you an example.
Is that gross or take home, though?
No, that's gross. But here's the thing. If I make you $1,000 money gross on top of everything, the company takes about 12%. So you take home at least like $700 from it. For example, when we reach those high end points, like it's not the same if we're talking the first couple of thousands and like the late couple of thousands. For example, if you make $5,000, the company's going to take most of it. Why? Processing fees, yada, yada, fuel, truck, truck.
All right, Tony in the building. Welcome to the channel. Welcome to the sit down, my guy. I really do appreciate you coming in and chopping it up with the lockout men. What can I say? It's like every time I get a guest on the show and they share their controversial company stories, Super Eagle, it seems that it's another interesting one that pops right up. I just got finished talking to Tim. Shout out to him. He shared his story.
Yes, I like to tell, man. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was hurtful. He had to go through all of that just to try to find a truck where his belongings is at, and the company is just giving him the runaround.
Which ain't nothing new.
I see this video posted, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, wait. Is that a dispatcher dropping all
yep.
the tea?
Hey, every little bit of tea, not even a drip behind in that cup. Not even a drip.
So, Tony, man, I need you to take us back, man, to like, when did the call come through and how did y'all come to talk the way y'all was talking on the video?
So, he wasn't my dispatcher I started off with. I was with another dispatcher by the name of Susan. I was with her for her being my dispatcher. I was with the company for a total of 5 months. She was my dispatcher up until December with her, and I had to drop her. Boom. Driving with him for, I want to say, a month. And then he writes me out of nowhere. I'm in Oklahoma. Writes me out of nowhere. Well, he texts me on WhatsApp out of nowhere. He say, let me go back to the messenger. So he texts me like, hey, Anthony, is this you? This is what conversation you would want to have, bro. Let me know when you got time to talk. I'm your friend in all of this. I work for Super Ego. So, of course, I'm like, friend of Super Ego. Only talk to 3 people that work at Super Ego. 4 people. Then 2 of them I was in the military with. So, I don't really conversate with nobody else outside of me within Super Ego. So, I'm like, all right, I don't know who this is, but let me see what they got to say. So, I'm like, talk to me, what's up? So, then he called me. He's like, hey, what's going on, bro? I'm like, bro. Do I know you? He said, yeah, it's a dispatcher. I was like, so how do you get my WhatsApp? But then I put 2 and 2 together. You only need somebody's phone number to get on WhatsApp, or to write them on WhatsApp. So he goes to say, yeah, I got a good proposition for you. Goes on to talk about partially of what you heard in the video. So I'm saying, yeah, this company steals money from you. They're a bunch of criminals. This, that, and the third. He goes on to say, I can get you a original rate or the real rate because the company, they lie to y'all on the rate. And if y'all ask for a rate card, then we edit the rate cards and send y'all a dispatcher rate card or whatever. And we can put whatever we want on there. So if we say, if you get a note that's paid, let's say $4,000, and I can give it to you for $2,500. Well, the company tells me to give it to you for $2,500. So I'm like, okay, that's fine, I guess. And then he's like, yeah, I can't really. The reason why we do that is because they have cameras watching us, and really, I'm kind of scared to be on the phone because they could be da 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 or some other stuff. So I'm like, okay. So what did you really call me to talk about besides the stuff that I already know about? So he say,
that load that you had that you got mad at me with. It was a load going from North Carolina to Oklahoma, and it was supposed to. So I got pissed because I knew somebody else that did this load, and they paid him like $4,100, but he already offered me $2,500 on that load. I'm like, dude, I know I can get more for this load. You said him book the S. So I think that's what led to him having him reaching out to me after the fact, because he was like, yeah, I feel bad about doing this load because I really wanted to give you more, but the company wanted to allow me. I'm like, what do you mean the company wanted to allow me? If that's what the rate is going for, y'all do offer rates, so why did y'all take the whole 2,000 from it? So he was like, yeah, I know, yada, yada, but I can get you more rates. Starting up Monday, which was a couple weeks ago, the company is changing its policy for us to give y'all more money so it looks better on the company. So I'm like, that don't really make sense, because that's what y'all should have been doing for y'all drivers. Because after the day, if these drivers stop driving for y'all, y'all ain't going to have anything. So y'all supposed to really take care of the drivers first. So we'll start short down, we'll give you the short down version. So from that point, he goes to say, yeah, for every 4,000 or every 1,000, just give me something on the side. Like, one of my drivers used to do it, but he passed away. He got tired driving behind a truck and crashed into a bridge.
Now I got to turn my back.
Yeah, it was so much in that whole conversation that you was having with that dispatcher. So let me make sure I get this so I can understand. This guy that you're talking to is your actual dispatcher. He's the one that's dispatching loads to you, right?
Correct.
Okay, so he reaches out to you because of the bad that costed you $2,000 instead of getting the whole $4,000. He reached out to you to be like, okay, well, let me get on a good foot with you so we can start making this money together, right?
Correct, because he knew I was one of his best drivers, that he had a part of his dispatcher fleet. Correct.
Okay. So in part of that conversation, he was going like he could take money from other drivers and give it to you.
Correct.
We hearing this from an actual physical dispatcher that's on with the company now, that actually allegedly, that he can put money, more money in your pocket by taking money out of other drivers' pockets, right?
That's not allegedly what he did. That's exactly what he did. There's nothing alleged about anything.
We got the whole video. I'm just saying for my purpose. So yeah. We heard what he said. We got what he said. He said it from his voice and everything. But I'm just saying from my standpoint, I'm outside looking in. So
But he tells
you he can do that. How are you feeling about that at that part right there? Like, bro, you taking money out of other people's pockets? How was you feeling about that at that point?
So first, let me mention this. So that video, that was just a clip of which I heard. The total call was 18 minutes. Facebook wasn't allowed me to upload the whole 18-minute conversation, okay? So I had to dumb it down to about 6 minutes and then upload it. But now to answer your question, at that time, he's telling me all this, but wait, now I can't trust the company. I can't trust you as a dispatcher. The integrity of the company is shot to me because I'm a veteran. I'm big on integrity. And to me, a company is like a child, right? It's like a baby. So if you destroy that personality, then it's nothing but a shell. And I just don't trust them. I don't fool with them, nothing. At that point, that's just how I felt.
All right. So he goes on to give you another story with controversial company Super Eagle and their multiple shell companies do to you guys to make you guys run and make this money. One of the drivers was running so hard that he just crashed into a bridge. We know how.
We know why.
We know
exactly.
How.
Exactly.
Allegedly gave him the opportunity to just keep running, and he got tired. Probably fell asleep behind the bridge. So now what you're saying is, okay, I'm going to take his money and give it to you too. How you feeling about that part right there when he's telling you that, man?
That story, I was messed up behind because I'm like, you try to joke with people's lives. Like, you don't play with nobody's life. You don't play with nobody's sin. You don't play with a lot of things when it comes to people. And that's one of them. You literally So that led to, well, in a way, so it's a two-part scenario to that, right? Because the driver is supposed to know when he's tired, pull off. First of that load, forget that load, forget if you're late. If you're tired, you go to sleep. That load can wait. Your life is more important. So the dispatcher at that driver get his proper 10 hours or 11 hours, whatever the case may be. So on that end of it, I'm like, it's just a whole messed up, the whole situation, right? Just complete messed up.
That's sad, man. So you said yourself after you finished up with the call, and you just said to yourself that you have to get this information out here. What was it, the cause for you to try to get this much needed information out there? Because like you said before, the video does contradict a lot of the stuff that Super Eagle has been saying for a good minute.
Right. So first off, I had to wait for the video to clear with the lawyers. That's the number one. Number two, it's me and three other people that's admins on Facebook page, on our group page, Super Ego The Truth. It's four admins on there. So I conversate with them on the daily. We all conversate with each other on the daily. We all conversate with lawyers on the daily. So long story short, I had that video for about 2 weeks, a week and a half, maybe. So partially I'll be holding back on that evidence or that video because I myself was like, nah, I want to get more on this and at least work for him for a week to even show an increase in my pay stub, which it did. So I got the receipt for that to back up that video. Now, everything, we're not going to just sit here and say stuff about Super Ego and I have the receipts to prove it, that the paperwork to back it up or the evidence to back up what we say. So I ran with him for that week. I agreed to do that with him for a week. That first week that he said in the video, if you really do it for a week, just give it a test. So I said yes. And then from there, we all conversated as usual. I told him I was going to put the video out. We all like, nah, we're going to wait. We came up with a decision to wait between us and the lawyer. Then once the lawyers cleared it, and then I got my receipts from it, then that's when I posted it. Just to show and prove to everybody that keep coming on here, yeah, they lying, yeah, this group is a bunch of fakes, and yada, yada, yada. Rising, whatever. So here's the receipt right here. Here's the video. Y'all can always watch this video. We don't have nothing to lie to y'all about when it comes to Super Ego. Like, we reached over 800 people in the group already that come here with the same story every time. So how are we lying? You talk to 4 people out of 800. They call it us lies. So what about the other people? 796 people. They lied too.
But Tony, what do you say about the people that's calling you guys out by saying that y'all haven't even been there long enough to even speak on Super Ego? Like, some of you guys been there for like 5 months, 6 months. A couple of other guys is just saying y'all just coming to Super Ego so y'all could just have a story to tell. What do you say about that?
All I gotta say is it literally takes you a week to get to know a company. It only takes you 2 weeks to get to know a person. So really, no matter how long you're with somebody, whenever they decide to show face, they're going to show face. It could be the second day. It could be the third day. It could be the first day. You'll find out what somebody's really about when you're with them. It ain't no different than a relationship. You can be with them the first 2 months, and then they start showing their bad side. So the time ain't nothing. I've been with them for 5. The other 4 or 3 admins, they were with them. One of them been with him for a year, some change, and then the other one been with him for like 3 months. And we got evidence. That's all I can say to those people. I mean, I really don't need to explain anything more. I let my evidence speak for itself. None of them got anything that we have as between the 4 of us. And if they do, congrats. Maybe they need to join our event. So be it. Go about your day.
Just some good stories that I'm sitting here listening to, man. It's crazy that a lot of these stories are out here just like you guys, and there are still people that are giving controversial company Super Ego and its shell companies the benefit of the doubt. I see the ads, I see the promotions, I see the YouTubers, the TikTokers. I see all of them coming over here saying, yo, Super Ego is this. You can earn money. You can make money. You can be your own boss and this, that, and the third. But we got drivers like you and others over here saying, like, yo, Super Ego, they people losing their lives, losing their families, cars, license, people going homeless, all because you listening to you listen to all these reviews that these other guys are getting paid for. Now, don't get me wrong. I was reached out. I was one of those YouTubers that they reached out to come and to show some good light on the company and all like that. I was offered a fee. I felt that it wasn't enough. I'm just
that
saying. I'm just saying
that worked for them.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a lot of people or a lot of drivers that say, hey, if you're gonna pay me good, yeah, I'll talk good about you too. but for me, as I explained before, I would have took the money, but I would have asked the questions my own way. But I'm sure it would have been a whole indemnity clause that certain questions that I can't ask and this, that, and the third. So I guess that's why it never happened with me. But sitting here listening to you guys and getting y'all stories out there, I still don't understand why are Super Eagles still getting the benefit of the doubt, man?
See, one thing I know is that the owner of Super is worth, to this date, $1.4 billion. Everything in this world comes down to what? Money. I don't understand how you have a 99% rating throughout every company that you own when it comes to DOT. You get pulled into every scale. Every Super Eagle truck gets pulled into every scale because of that bad rating. And y'all still on the road. Out of Detroit, Windy City, E7, what's the other one? Rocket, all guys 99 or 100 for a scale pulling. Why are they still on the road? We have a lot of evidence to show what y'all doing to your drivers. Why are y'all still allowed to do this? We had a lot of drivers over 25, I think it's like 2,000 now, that's within this lawsuit. Why are they still in business? Nobody's trying to step up and do anything about it. Everybody's dragging their feet, and that's the problem. That's why you have fires, crashes, all these videos about what they're doing, but they'll happen. And then not only that, to speak on to the side of what you said about the advertisement, people coming over to the group or going on to social media, or say YouTube. Most of those drivers that's coming to the page, or most of the people that's coming to the page, or coming on YouTube or Facebook, whatever, social media, whatever, a lot of those are either one, dispatchers that create a fake account, or two, within the office that create a fake account, or three, drivers that they pay to come and say good things on, which is paid advertisement, but it's false advertisement, which is also against the law. So I'm talking about my head about this, and I can't. Like, it just don't make sense. I was the dummy that heard stuff about first arrived to the office, right? Drivers turning in trucks, going there, cussing them out, giving a fight on, all that. But as soon as I walked into the office, but I still continued to do it, but I should have backed out. That should have been a red flag to me, but I overlooked it.
Tony, let me ask you this. So 5 months in, or 5 months ago, why did you give controversial company Super Eagle a chance?
I did it solely because of the situation I was in at for one. For two, big or other type of person that's like, everybody's going to have something negative to say. I like to find out stuff my own way. I like to take my own road, create my own path. Not follow somebody else's. So it's me being that way. Sometimes, I gamble. I take a lot of, not gamble, but I take a lot of, what's that word? I can't even think of it. But I take a lot of chances with stuff, right? And sometimes it ends up bad, yes, but a lot of times it ends up good. This was one of those that ended up bad. And I've been with this company, yes, 5 months, and it only made a total of $3,000 with this 5 months. That I bet it, 200 there, 300 here. Some weeks I don't even get paid. Some weeks I go into the negative. I have never seen a check that's more than $600 until he made that deal. And then I got a check for $1,000. And I bet it, and I grossed $8,000. Well, technically, I grossed $9,000, but he told me he had to take $1,000 away to give to the company for hush money, so they will be on our asses about it. This is what he said. I quoted. So technically, I grossed $9,000. They took $1,000 of that away to give to a company, and then out of that, the rest of that, only seen $1,000, close to $8,000. So I'm just going to let that sit and marinate, and let the people that hear this think about that part.
Are you still driving with them or no?
As of Friday. Was it Friday? Wednesday. I am currently not driving.
Okay.
just stuff that had to go. So after I said, spoke up for to Super Ego about what they did to a veteran, a battle of mine, no matter if you're a veteran or not, but for it to be a battle buddy, a veteran, and y'all took his ashes from his son, bro, y'all got to return those. Like, y'all got to return those. And if you any veteran in this company, and you think that's okay, and you still want to drop from this company, and you think that's okay, and you're a veteran, and that's your battle, that's his ashes, dead or not, bro, come on. Have some dignity.
I still can't wrap my head around that stuff that's going on with Tim. Again, hopefully he'll be able to find some satisfaction out of this whole ordeal, though. So,
yeah,
Tony, man, with this whole video gate, the conversation between you and the dispatcher, if the dispatcher haven't called you and gave you this cup of tea, and if that situation with Tim didn't happen, would you still be rocking out for them? Would you still be driving for them?
To be honest with you, though, I already have evidence out of that video, but that video explains everything that everybody needs to know. That's why I put that out before I put anything else out. That is the biggest piece of evidence that I personally have. That should literally just shut everybody up, really. I mean, there's no way you're going to tell me you're going to steal money from me, take 12% for me, or on top of you already stealing money from me, and then not even pay me anything at all. No way. I should be saying grossing 7K, bringing back 1,000 after spending 1,200 to 1,300 on fuel. That don't make sense. So,
hell of a head scratcher. You would think that if the dispatcher was so personable with you, what other drivers that he's been personable with? Well, this can't be the first time that...
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. All right, so in that video, which is, right, it's not ODB. You're right. There is other drivers that he offered it to. But there's also more drivers that other dispatchers offered to, that they offered it to. When he tells me it's just a team, it's a group, he called it us as a team. Do you want to be on the team? So... He's supposed to be going on vacation this month. This is what he's telling me. He's taking a vacation at the end of this month. He won't be back until March. I'm going to put you with another driver, another dispatcher on the team so that you continue making money and it won't be that big of a difference. And then we can still regroup. So he indicated that there's more dispatchers during this time. But in the midst of me trying to get those other dispatchers' names, I end up having to quit. So yes, there is other dispatchers during this. Yes, there is other drivers that they got doing this, not only me. So let's make that clear to everybody.
Okay. I'm sure that this has been floated around a little bit, especially across Facebook. Have you got any type of pushback from anybody on the video? Anybody from the home office of controversial company Super Eagle reached out, said anything? Any other drivers came in to try to debunk all of that?
How quickly things change. Let me tell you something, Guido.
My name is Clarence.
So, yes, I did. I had a couple of drivers, not drivers, but paid drivers that Super Eagle paid, tell me and say something to me about it. But I don't pay them any attention because that's the way you can debunk something that's coming straight out of a dispatcher's mouth. I either or their show, the messages, from when he texted me from the very beginning. Everything's on it. I don't have to prove myself. I let the evidence speak for me. I don't care to argue with anybody. I don't care to go back and forth with anybody. That video says everything that everybody needs to hear. If you don't want to believe it, that's on you. Take your chances. Be safe out there. That's all I can say to you. But as far as the office, have I heard stuff from Bill? Yes. Actually, that's one of the reasons why I had to quit. They came and took my truck with all my stuff in it. They took my TV, my bed, my sheets, my pillows, my slow chairs. They took everything I had in there. My tablet or my iPad, but that's all materialistic stuff. I'm not a materialistic person, so I don't really care for it. They think it ain't hurting me, but they not. Well, that's what I'm going to get replaced. I'm not tripping. But what they did to other people is far worse than what they did to me. I can care less. So that's another reason why I have to leave. They retaliated, took my truck, towed it to a yard. I know what yard this is. Truck number 9651. It's over here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Anybody that end up going to go get it, if y'all get my stuff, if y'all would be glad to return it, cool. But if not, I don't care for it. Y'all can have it. Super Eagle can have it because they are known to take people trucks and then sell what they have in it for profit, and then put the trucks back out there so it doesn't drive it. So I'm already aware of that, so I really don't care for it. But yes, they came, retaliated after calling me multiple times, me not answering their calls. They won't text me because I told them, if y'all want to speak to me, text me. I don't want nothing on the voice. And they won't text me. So I stopped answering their calls. They retaliated against me to take my truck. Take it. Other than that, that's it.
Where they take the truck from? Where were you in conjunction with the truck when they took it?
I was actually going home. Came home to have some home time with my wife, my daughter. Go back to my truck. It's gone. Straight out of a Circle K. Took it. I go to Circle K. I'm like, hey, what happened to my truck? You have to use your footage. But we said that they was going to be here in a couple hours to get the truck. I'm like, who would call y'all? Why did y'all call me? My number. We got to sign in every time we park here. And it was like, well, I think it was somebody from the company. That's why we didn't call you. So I'm like, okay. I called the company, called my fleet manager. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I'll get back to you in a couple minutes. Give me a little bit of time. Cool. I haven't heard from him since. Call up the dispatcher I had. Hey, bro, you heard me? Yeah. Well, I don't know anything about it. Let me find out from your fleet manager. Okay, cool. Call up overnight fleet management. They're like, yeah, we don't know the location of your truck. We haven't seen your truck. Your truck GPS was pinging since October the 3rd. Pause. What? So if y'all knew my GPS was pinging since October the 3rd, why didn't y'all notify me of that? So, of course, now we're like, okay, call up. Okay, again. Hey, well, what happened to my truck? He always did the potage. Yeah, it was this truck company that came and towed it. Called them. Yeah, your company had us come and tow the truck. It'd be $600-something to get it out. But you have to get approval from your company. Cool. But can I get my stuff out of the truck? You have to get approval from your company. I haven't heard nothing.
Super Ego told you the towing company that towed the truck, right?
No.
No. No.
The truck stop I had parked the truck at.
Oh, they told you.
They the ones told me.
They told you what towing company came and got the truck.
Correct.
Okay. So you park at that truck stop all the time, right? It wasn't like you parking over there and it wasn't left for a week or anything like that, right? Yeah. You there on your 34.
So when you go and park there, they give you at the Circle K up here in Spring Lake, North Carolina, right outside of Fayetteville. You go there, you sign. They say you are parked there. They give you 25 parking. 25 hours, you have to move your truck. So I'll just move it to one of the side streets over by the Walmart. Then I'll go back the next day and re-park it over there again for another 24 hours. So
you found out what towing company. You called the towing company. The towing company told you that Super Eagle told them to go and get the truck?
Correct.
And then tell you that it's $600 to get it out?
Correct.
Okay, so if Super Eagle told them to snatch up the truck, why is he telling you that it cost you $600 to get it out? Why not tell Super Eagle to pay that $600? They told you to go get it in the first place.
A little something from your friends at the Bada Bing Club. Brand new, surround sound, HD TV compatible.
Correct. Well, so I think you misunderstood a little bit. So I called the towing company. Yeah. All right. So I called the towing company, and then they said, yes, it'll be $620 if you get it out today. Cool. So as I'm headed over there, I'm calling them, like, hey, can I make sure somebody at the office? I'm headed there now. And that's when they said, oh, you need to get verification from the company to get see if you're able to get the truck out. So I called them, and I'm like, hey, y'all going to get my truck out or what? They tell me I got to call y'all for verification. Like, I'm going to pay for it. So then after that point, I haven't heard nothing from Super Ego. I guess it was like, forget it, he didn't get the truck back. Whatever the case may be, they might have missed the truck. I don't know. All I know is they told my truck, go get it out. And I haven't heard nothing from him since. All for retaliation.
Wow. You already mentioned earlier that that was material stuff. So it wasn't as serious or significantly or any significance such as Tim's situation. So... Wow. Now that you got all of this information, of course, you getting it out there to the masses, letting people know that, hey, this is what's going on behind the scenes. Hopefully somebody would be like, okay, well, I was thinking about going over there, but now I'm not.
Right.
Thank you for sharing your story, man. The more crazy stories that I hear, the more crazier it gets.
I mean, hey, if they want to hear more from somebody that's an admin of the group that got even more evidence, all they got to do is go hear your other podcast with Dorianda and go from there. Because, I mean, she got a lot. Like, I got some stuff. The other two people got some stuff, but her, she got a lot.
Again, I hope everything work out for you. What's your whole feeling about their leasing style? Like, it feels like every company in Illinois runs off of controversial company Super Eagle style of leasing. 88% of the low financing for the truck, trying to entice you to get in there, to be a millionaire, to make money and all like that. How do you feel about their style?
Guess what? It's coming out of your race.
You know, I'm starting to feel a little intimidated.
As well you should, my friend.
So, to be honest with you, I haven't really tried any other leasing company up there besides Rigo. But, so I just got out the military a couple of years ago. So, I was a company driver for a little bit for another before I decided to go and try to lease a truck from Super Ego. So I can't really speak on any other company that's up there in Chicago, but I do hear a lot of bad things. So let me just say that.
In too deep like Omar. Make me want to track you down and hit the track hawk with the pro bar. I knew we wouldn't go far, like we ran out of ethanol. Now your nosy ass mama want to get involved. When I met you, you was on the couch with the plastic. She need an Emmy, bitch so dramatic. Now your baggage got me on edge like Jagged. Fucking up my homes, look Patrick. You swift to jump shift like a chief. Then crying on my line like Therese. But it ain't all you, it's me. Blaming on the things I went through.